are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Soy Carlos Medina y aquí me tienes dispuesto a acompañarte en una nueva edición del Underground Garage de Little Steven en Rock FM. Cada programa es especial, pero esta noche un poquito más, si cabe aún. El pasado 15 de abril se cumplieron 16 años ya del fallecimiento de uno de los grandes artistas de la historia del rock, el señor Joey Ramone. Y nuestro pequeño Stevie ha pensado que sería una buena idea recordar la historia de la banda que revolucionó la escena rock a mediados de los 70, Ramones. Como cada domingo, le damos la bienvenida a nuestro maestro de ceremonias con música. Y ya que estamos, pues lo hacemos con Ramones. Buenas noches, Little. Arranca el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
Renaissance had come and gone. It ended with either Who's Next in August 71 or the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street in May of 72. You can argue all night about which record began the Renaissance, but nobody's going to argue that starting somewhere around Jackie Brunston's Rocket 88 in 1951, the next 20 years would be the most inspiring, explore the most creative innovations, and have the most significant cultural impact in musical history. The level of greatness achieved in virtually every musical genre, blues, jazz, gospel, country, rhythm and blues, rockabilly, soul, and rock and roll, was so extraordinary that it will never be equaled. Not until new instruments are invented, new scales used, and new technological means of communication are plugged directly into your cerebral cortex. And even then, they'll be trying to replicate Bo Diddley's guitar tone. Beginning somewhere in the early 70s, musicianship and singer-songwriter craft replaced visceral, passionate, accessible, danceable rock and roll as intellect and sophistication became the mainstream, represented by poster boys Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Paul Simon. The post-Renaissance era that continues today will be remembered as a period known for its diluted, disappointing, and declining quality of its music, but for two notable exceptions coming from the unlikeliest of places. The island of Jamaica and Forest Hills, Queens. Reggae music would be a totally refreshing and uplifting new sound and rhythm that would feel familiar with its homage to 50s chord changes and doo-wop harmonies and fulfill the role of an exotic world stream of an American musical culture fragmenting into a dozen subgenres. If, however, you were a kid that was interested in rock music but wasn't yet ready to embrace rum and ganja as your cocktail of choice, you were faced with Led Zeppelin's later period, Styx, Journey, Yes, Jethro Tull, Deep Purple, all of whom may as well have been top-of-their-class Berklee School of Music graduates to a kid just starting to play. So what do you do in the face of this rather harsh reality? A reality that says the 50s are over, the 60s are over, fun is over, and you missed it. It's a secondhand culture for you. Hand-me-down riffs, used emotions, and theatrical jive. Fortunately, you got the one thing going for you that transcends eras, fashion, and time. You have the one thing that all truly great rock and roll bands have in common. You're going to play in a band because you have no other choice. You don't fit in anywhere in society, and you can't do anything else. You might as well ignore everything that is going on and invent your own style. You might as well be the most important influence on the next 30 or 40 years of rock and roll. You might as well be the Ramones.
Substitute. you?
I never get any rest.
Yeah? Hurry up and get dressed. We arrive in Hollywood in an hour.
Boy, I can hardly wait. Will I be a sensation in pictures?
Come on, get breakfast ready, Gable. Get down.
You wouldn't hit me like that if I was Gable, would you?
No, like this.
November 15th, Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight we play with the Ramones. We have to leave right after because we have to drive to San Francisco for a show tomorrow night. After that, we have to rip down to LA and do a show at the Palladium with the Ramones. Should be a few days with no sleep. I'm burnt to the point where I have to be told about the shows we're doing a few at a time because I can't remember too much.
My heart was flying on her, her like a rocket ship. Hola, this is Gabby from Manic Hispanic, and I tell my jaina, cállate, mija. We're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage. Caliente.
With a rock set down, it is fast up, ready to go. It's ready to go now. We got fun cruising, so we're going to the discotheque and be home. We have to work all day, so now it's time to play. You know La Raza really has it all. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Yeah, the ride stands down, it is gassed up, ready to go. It's ready to go now. We got fun cruising, so we're going to the discotheque to be home. We had to work all day, so now it's time to play. You know La Raza really has it all. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Creeper is the lowrider. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a lowrider. Low, low, a Southsider. The lowrider, creeper is the lowrider, creeper is the lowrider, yeah, yeah, yeah. Creeper is the lowrider, creeper is the lowrider, creeper is the lowrider.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. We are celebrating the Ramones for no particular reason other than we dig them and they're one of the greatest bands in history, certainly the most important band since the 60s, and how they never became part of the classic rock format, I'll never know. It will forever be a mystery to me. So as of this moment, they remain the point at which the modern rock world began. There's a line between the past and the future. One would be hard-pressed to find a modern rock and roll band not influenced by the Ramones. And if you found one, they probably suck. We started with Blitzkrieg Bop, their theme song, sort of, written by Dee Dee and Tommy, produced by Tommy and Craig Leon. November 1975. One of my favorites. Every time I eat vegetables, it makes me think of you. I bet you Bob Dylan wishes he thought of that one. That would fit right on Blonde on Blonde. But instead came from the Subterranean Jungle, their seventh album, 1983. That one written by Joey, and his birthday is coming up next month, May 19th. One of the biggest influences for the Ramones were The Who. Substitute was covered by the Ramones, but we played the original. And perhaps the first track they did without Shel Talmy. Don't remember exactly now, but Shel had done the first album and the first few singles, and that remains the greatest stuff. I Believe in Miracles. Eddie Vedder and Zeke from a Ramones tribute album. The classic Freddie Cannon and Palisades Park, written by the absolutely legendary Chuck Barris, produced by Bob Crewe and Frank Slay, The Ramones would cover that on Brain Drain. And Manic Hispanic, doing one of their several Ramones covers. Of course, changing the words to fit the Cholo community. From Mijo Goes to Junior College. How would you have heard of them if not for us? Let's face it, huh? Huh? You're not going to see them on Saturday Night Live. They're not going to be on the Today Show. And we'll be back with some neighborhood guys that influenced the Ramones.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche contamos con unos protagonistas que marcaron la diferencia, Ramones, una banda que hizo de la contundencia y la sencillez su bandera y que chocaba frontalmente con las propuestas que reinaban en la escena rock de mediados de los 70. Pero bueno, comencemos por el principio. Para ello, nos situamos en la ciudad de Nueva York, concretamente en Forest Hills, en Queens. Allí fue donde se conocieron dos compañeros de clase que formaron una banda de garaje conocida como Tangerine Puppets. Estos dos muchachos eran John Cummings y Thomas Erdahl, más conocidos como Johnny y Tommy Ramone. A estos se les unirían Douglas Colvin y Jeffrey Hyman, o lo que es lo mismo, Didi y Joey Ramone. Después de intercambiar algunas posiciones, finalmente la banda quedó de la siguiente manera: Joey Ramone a la voz, Didi al bajo, Johnny a la guitarra y Tommy a la batería, aunque este último pasaría a realizar labores como productor de la banda más adelante. Ramones ofrecieron su primer concierto un 30 de marzo de 1974 en los Performance Studios de Nueva York ante unas 150 personas. La mayoría de sus canciones eran rápidas y sencillas, por lo general no superaban los 2 minutos de duración. Estaban haciendo el punk rock. Enseguida continúa nuestra historia. De momento te dejo en manos de Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
Ultimately, we are who we like. That's why we are out every night and day as kids, absorbing and evaluating everything possible. And that's why as adults we sit on the couch with the TV remote in our hand, having been filled with more input than we can possibly put to any good use. It is an interesting combination of influences that created the Ramones. Now, I've never asked any of them about this, so I'm going to just talk about what is obvious musically. We can start off with the sheer exuberance that comes from rockabilly. There's no Blitzkrieg bop without Elvis, Dottie Moore, and Bill Black's version of Roy Brown's Good Rockin' Tonight. No Beat on the Brat without Buddy Holly and the Crickets, Rave On, or Oh Boy. No Sheena Is a Punk Rocker without Eddie Cochran's Come On Everybody. There is surf in Sheena also, and Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys are there in Rockaway Beach, and I Want to Be Sedated. Girl group influences are all over the place. Writers Ellie Greenwich, Jeff Barry, Barry Mann, and Cynthia Weil are there in the writing. And Ronnie Spector is there in Joey's voice. My Kind of a Girl, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, Ramona. British Invasion, Beatles, Stones, Who, Kinks, Dave Clark 5, Animals. They're all there in Don't Come Close, I Wanted Everything, and Babysitter. Loudmouth was the MC5, but different. I Don't Want to Go Down in the Basement was the Stooges, but different. And the attitude from the Count Five and the Seeds, so present on the Nuggets album Lenny Kaye had put together, were obvious, and I Don't Want to Walk Around with You and I Don't Care. Without the Velvet Underground, there's probably no 53rd and 3rd, and without Bob Dylan, there's no Velvet Underground. The humor could have come from the Dictators, Teenage Lobotomy, Every Time I Eat Vegetables, Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue. The extreme simplicity was 1910 Fruit Gum Company and the Bay City Rollers, mixed with Slade. And maybe most importantly, a little bit of all of the above existed in a group they could see up close whenever they felt like it. The New York Dolls.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Remember the things that you just said to me about you.
mama looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You're going to church? I bet you will not be a lonely mama looking back to do to my search. I keep on searching. Well, listen, when I tell you, got no time for fits. Cause I just got to make it in a power to miss. If there's one reason, I'm telling you this, I feel bad, bad, bad. And I'm a looking for a kiss. Well, I'm a looking for a real hot kiss. Come on, kiss me. You just look here, baby, when I'm a-looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house to shoot up in your room, most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're only looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no sex. I know I've been howling on streets all night long. Just a looking for a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I've been looking for a kiss. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've been hauling booty all night long, baby. Just a looking for a kiss.
Girls are stupid and silly. He would be perfectly happy, so he says, if he never saw another girl as long as he lived. His sister has her own ideas on the subject. Sour grapes.
Maybe I was hypnotized. Maybe I She seemed to be leveling. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we ought to put a plant out of place. Peggy could show up. Bettina could start her sleepwalking routine. We could save ourselves a plethora of surprises.
What the hell's plethora?
Follow me. We'll get a library card.
Several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
Ah, these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hell, you old bastard.
Hey, I think they liked us.
Have the Rolling Stones killed?
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say.
Too long, you can't come back. I think you are still mad. You're out of touch, my baby. My old-fashioned baby. I say, baby, 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 you're out of touch. Baby, baby.
I
We started out with some New York guys that influenced a lot of people, including the Ramones, the New York Dolls, Looking for a Kiss, written by David Johansen and produced by Todd Rundgren, their debut album 1973. One of the first and maybe most important influences on the Ramones was Eddie Cochran. Come On Everybody, 1958, written by Eddie and Jerry Capehart and produced by Jerry for Liberty Records. Forever My Baby, The Dolmens, The Bosses from Moss, Norway, written by Andy Chernoff, and Andy singing on it also. Chris Fraley producing. Get it from popdetective.com. Back to Queens for the Ramones, joining our theme this set of interesting but weird chicks. Susie is a headbanger from their second album, Leave Home, produced by the magnificent Tommy Erdely, a.k.a. Tommy Ramone. Another Ramones cover on Acid Eaters, Out of Time by the Rolling Stones. This is the second version we played, the one that was actually a demo for Andrew Luke Oldham's record label and for Chris Farlow, who had several hits with Stone songs, and they ended up putting it out with mixed vocal on Flowers. We are celebrating the Ramones for absolutely no reason other than their eternal coolness.
Esto es el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Nuestros protagonistas esta noche empezaron a ganar prestigio entre el público underground de Nueva York a raíz de instalarse en aquel histórico local CBGB, en el que llegaron a tocar en directo hasta en 74 ocasiones a lo largo de 1974. Claro que sus conciertos no solían pasar de los 17 minutos. Fue entonces cuando firmaron su primer contrato discográfico. Fue con Sire Records y en abril del 76 grabaron su álbum debut, homónimo, Ramones. A pesar de las fantásticas críticas que recibieron, su disco es cierto que no tuvo repercusión comercial. Sin embargo, después de hacer una breve gira por Inglaterra, empezaron a recoger los frutos de su trabajo. De hecho, en el Roundhouse de Londres ofrecieron un concierto al que asistió Mark Bolan de T-Rex, quien se subió al escenario a tocar con la banda. Entre el público también se encontraban miembros de Sex Pistols y The Clash. La historia de la banda y el icono sobre el que se posarían empezaba a tomar forma gracias a sus contundentes directos. Dicen quienes tuvieron la oportunidad de verles en concierto que aquello era como si una apisonadora te pasara por encima. Fueron pasando los años y también distintos miembros por la banda, concretamente a la batería. Tommy Ramone se cansó de las giras y decidió dejar su puesto en la batería para ser productor de la banda. Le sustituyó Marky Ramone en el 78, quien a su vez fuera despedido más adelante para dejar su puesto a Richie Ramone. En 1995 grabaron su último disco de estudio titulado Adiós Amigos. Con ello dejaron una carrera compuesta de 14 discos de estudio que comenzó en febrero de 1976. Dale, maestro.
Welcome back to our celebration of all things Ramon here in the Underground Garage. The name came from an alter ego of Paul McCartney. A nom de guerre, whatever that means. You remember Paul McCartney, bass player with the Beatles, cool looking guy. When they were called the Silver Beatles, I believe with two E's, he called himself Paul Ramone, with no E. Anyway, D.D. said, let's call ourselves the Ramones, so they did. Johnny Ramone was born John Cummings, October 8, 1948, only child of a construction worker father who was a strict disciplinarian. Your basic blue-collar, tough guy. Johnny would attend two military schools before reaching Forest Hills High School, and he would apply the discipline of his upbringing to the band. The band uniform of motorcycle jackets, T-shirts, Mo Howard haircuts, and sneakers was strictly enforced. Which was cool, because bands need to have a look. He didn't socialize or party, which is just as well, since his right-wing conservative views would have eventually led to probably more than one bout of fisticuffs. Not that he cared. Johnny said he was basically pissed off every day, and that anger became the band's sound. His uncompromising work ethic would be one of the main reasons the band lasted 22 years. And his guitar style, just the basics, no solos, would help define punk and influence everybody. Dee Dee, bass player, born Douglas Colvin, September 18, 1952 in Virginia. And we lost him June 5th, 2002. He was described by Monty Melnick, their road manager, as a living, breathing cartoon character. Funny, bright, emotional, and sweet, yet violent, chemically imbalanced, manic, and abusive. Part-time male prostitute and full-time junkie, his contribution as a songwriter was a major part of the band's success. Drummer Tommy, born Tommy Erdely in Budapest, Hungary, January 29, 1949. He put the Ramones together and would be their most consistent producer and referee through the early years. After a few years on the road, he would give up his chair to Mark Bell, called Marky Ramone, then Richie Reinhardt, then Clem Burke, Blondie's drummer, for a minute, before Mark's return. And by the way, the last couple of years, Dee Dee split, and Chris Ward, known as CJ Ramone, would play bass. Joey, lead singer, was born Jeffrey Hyman, May 19, 1951, in Forest Hills, Queens. He was 6'6" and a complete freak, misfit, and outcast. In other words, the perfect rock and roller. He was quiet, reclusive, suffered from some kind of obsessive-compulsive disorder, which led to doctors telling his mother this emotional disorder would render him useless and unable to function in society. Well, I guess they were half right. Unable to function in society? Perhaps. Useless? Perhaps not.
While she's reporting you. This is Maria Bartiromo, financial analyst by day, go-go dancer, and international spy by night. You are with the original man of mystery, Little Steven, in the underground garage. It is a very cool place to be.
And find
the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what.
Across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
But please realize you'll probably be surprised.
For it's a land unknown to man where fantasy. So if you can, please understand, you might not come back.
Time to journey to the center of the mind.
Center of the mind.
There's something out there. That witch in the cellar is only part of it. It lives out in those woods. In the dark. Something that's come back from the dead.
Baby girl.
Paul Simon on want to know, gee, you're so big, you sold this out, and we're from England, and we haven't even performed yet because we're not good enough. And Johnny said, oh, wait till you see us. We stink. You don't have to be good. Just get out there and play.
I loved, and I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away. But still they began, needles and pins, because of all my pride, the tears I gotta hide. Hey, I thought I was smart, I do, but now I see she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead, take his love instead, and one day she will see just how to say please and get down on her knees. Yeah, that's how it begins. She'd feel those needles and pins hurting her, hurting her. Why can't I stop? Tell myself I'm wrong so long. Why can't I stand up and tell myself I'm strong? Because I saw her today, I saw her face, it was a face I loved, and I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away, but still they'd be.
Started with Joey Ramone's tribute to financial news babe Maria Bartiromo. A little hard to imagine, you know, Joey hanging out with Warren Buffett and those guys, but hey, why not? Have a few drinks, you know, smoke a few things, and people get along, you know. They find some common ground. And that common ground is Maria Bartiromo. It can now be found on the Coolest Songs in the World, Volume 2, from Wicked Cool. And Mickey Lee, Joey's brother, producing this absolutely stunning track, really, with Daniel Ray. Marky playing drums, Marky Ramone, and Andy Chernoff, the legendary visionary of the Dictators, playing bass and singing background. Originally from Joey's solo record, Don't Worry About Me, that he left us as a gift. Journey to the Center of the Mind. Ted Nugent's finest moment. Yeah, when he was with the Amboy Dukes out of Detroit. Fantastic record. Johnny Drake with that great vocal. Covered by the Ramones on Acid Eaters. Ty Segall with Break a Guitar. The album is eponymous. And also named after him. He wrote it, sings it, plays guitar. Steve Albini produced it. Get it from ty-segall.com. Needles and Pins by the Fantastic Searchers, 1964. Part of the original British Invasion and a group that sometimes gets forgotten. They had a similar sound to the early Byrds. Just before the Byrds broke in America. Jackie DeShannon recorded it originally in 1963, but the Searchers went all the way to number one, written by the amazing Sonny Bono and Jack Nitzsche. I don't know too many others that those two guys wrote together. We wish they'd done more. The Ramones would cover that song on Road to Ruin. We're celebrating the Ramones and those that have influenced them and those that have been influenced by them.
Sí, esta noche estamos hablando de iconos y clásicos del rock aquí en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Llegó el momento de detenernos en nuestro propio clásico, la canción más chula de la semana. Hoy, fíjate, vamos a barrer para casa. Disfrutamos juntos de Little Steven. Sí, sí, Little Steven y los discípulos del Soul. La canción Soul Fire, por cierto, título también de su último disco de estudio, uno que nos llega 18 años después y que será publicado en mayo. Dale, Little.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now. Our coolest song in the world this week comes from New York City. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage a band near and dear to my heart. Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul.
From your own. wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Boyfriend, hey little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend.
So I went to see them the next time they played. This is just everything. No guitar solos. Songs are over so fast. They're all so cute. They look great. I love what they're wearing. And I just said right away, I want to be your manager. So they said, we need a few thousand dollars for a drum kit. If you come up with that, you can be our manager.
Thank you. They were punks, stealing hubcaps for kicks, and then they went after the big stuff, easy money. They thought they were tough until... But wait, you see this fuel-injected hot rod action picture yourself. They call them the Choppers.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Soulfire, title track from the brand new record from Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. He'll be getting out there on the road, so keep an eye out. Check the website, which got recently resurrected. You can actually buy this record from legitimate places. So they're telling me if you pre-order the album, you get the singles for free, and that seems to be the way to go. It's written, arranged, and produced by Little Steven. And you can go to littlesteven.com and find out whatever you need. I Want to Be Your Boyfriend was the Ramones from their first album, and the girl that influenced Joey's singing style the most, Ronnie Spector, and the Ronettes and Baby I Love You, which the Ramones would cover on the album they did with Phil Spector. Phil Spector, of course, producing the Ronettes and co-writing Baby I Love You with the great Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. Ronnie Spector, the former Veronica Bennett, her sister Estelle, and Nedra Talley. Leon Russell, among others in the band, playing piano, and Darlene Love and Cher on backing vocals, among others. End of the Century would be the Ramones record produced by Phil. Never Wanted to Know, Bash and Pop, Tommy Stinson's band. It is their second record, a mere 25 years after their first. And it's still very consistent, though. Tommy wrote and produced it, and you can get it from TommyStinson.com. And Garbage, featuring Shirley Manson, I Just Want to Have Something to Do, their cover of the Ramones. notable by a lyric that includes chicken vindaloo. And we'll be back with some mango chutney. We're celebrating the Ramon.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche, pero antes de despedirnos, te lanzo una pregunta. ¿Sabes por qué todos los miembros de la banda decidieron usar el nombre Ramones? La idea surgió de Didi, quien fue el primero en adoptar el apellido artístico de Ramone, a raíz de que Paul McCartney empleara el seudónimo de Paul Ramón cuando formaba parte de la banda The Silver Beatles, antes de cambiarlo definitivamente a The Beatles. Finalmente, Didi convenció al resto de la banda para que hicieran lo mismo. En 2002, Ramones entraron en el Salón de la Fama del Rock y esta noche les hemos recordado con mucha música y así seguirá siendo por siempre. Gracias, maestros. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to the Alphabet City in the center of your mind. Also known as the Underground Garage. Our freak of the week is the proprietor of country, bluegrass, blues, and other music for uplifting gourmandizers. But you may know the joint as CBGB's. Haley Crystal, ex-Marine, grew up on a farm in Hightstown, New Jersey, a very scary part of the world. Studied music at a very early age, playing violin in his high school orchestra. Later studying at the Settlement Music School in Philadelphia, studied opera, performed folk and calypso, took over the Village Vanguard. When the property at 315 Bowery came up, he took it over. It was known as the Palace Bar, a haven for derelicts, and that never changed. For a time, it was known as Hilly's, and then CBGB's. The Mercer Arts Center, where the New York Dolls had a residency, had collapsed. Max's Kansas City was booking only showcase acts there at the time, so there wasn't a whole lot of places to play. The band called television, decide they're going to find a bar that's not doing very well and get themselves a residency. So Tom Verlaine and Richard Lloyd find Hilly on a stepladder, putting up the new marquee and talk him into booking them for 3 Sundays. And it worked. Then came Patti Smith with her group. And third through the door came the Ramones, followed by Blondie and Talking Heads and Tough Darts and the Dead Boys and everybody else. And a very important scene was born, just like the Beatles in Hamburg and then later at the Cavern, Stones at the Station Hotel in Richmond, the Birds at Ciro's, the Doors at the Whiskey, the Rascals at the Barge, the MC5 at the Grandy Ballroom in Detroit, and the Ramones at CBGB's. Nothing brings a band together like a residency. So by the time they hit England, July 4th, 1976, they had it all together. And because of their appearance, the whole English punk scene exploded. Sex Pistols, Buzzcocks, The Clash, and others like The Pretenders all had their lives changed by the Ramones. But somebody had to give them a chance. And it was the Cat who, when the first time they played, they barely made it through the set. He said, "You know what? Nobody's gonna like you, but I'm gonna have you back anyway."
Call the law. you went for the ultimate poison. Of all the guys you could have chosen, you picked the only one that I am not. What can I say? I'm really sorry. I'm not a liar, I'm just a different story. You have no idea of the sickness I've got.
Changed since we got kicked out of high school.
Oh. Oh, where are you going?
Going to Mr. McGree's class.
Oh, well, I'm happy to see that some students still are interested in their studies.
Hey, we're not students, we're the Ramones.
Ramones? You're responsible for making that horrible rock and roll music? You turned the whole school against me. Do your parents know that you're Ramones?
CBGB's like, I remember like the early bands there, it was getting to be a nightmare, you know, the competition. Well, with the Mumps, Mink DeVille, the Marbles, all these jerk-off bands, you know, like thought they were like big stars, and they weren't. The Ramones were the stars, you know, and like we were very standoffish and very snobby, so we irritated the hell out of everyone.
Beat on the brat with a baseball.
baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh oh. Beyond the bread, beyond the bread with a baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh oh.
Started our celebration of Hilly Crystal, who we lost in rock and roll. We'll miss him and CBGBs as rock and roll's sacred sites continue to be desecrated. They ended up calling it My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, but we knew it as Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, one of the greatest Ramones record. Get Away From Me, The Dogs, their fourth album, Death by Drowning, out now. Singer and guitar player Christopher and Mads wrote it. The band produced it. Get it from thedogs.no. And from their second album, Da Capo, Love, and Seven Is. Produced by the legendary Elektra boss, Jack Holtzman. Written by Arthur Lee. And covered by the Ramones on their really wonderful Acid Eaters collection. Beat on the Brat, U2. Not always an obvious influence on U2. Nonetheless, Bono and the gang always talk about the Ramones as incredibly important, and they had some fun with that one. And our last word comes from the Ramones themselves. Life's a Gas. They went out with one of their greatest, the last official release, Adios Amigos, written by Joey and produced by Daniel Ray. You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans, coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostine. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. Babiuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Un domingo más toca despedirse a las puertas del Underground Garage, en el que espero que haya sido un programa que hayas disfrutado, recordando a Joey Ramone y ya, por extensión, a esa fantástica banda, unos iconos de la música como son Ramones. Yo soy Carlos Medina, te emplazo a que nos encontremos, si te apetece, el próximo domingo a eso de las 10 de la noche, aquí en el Underground Garage de Rock FM junto a Little Steven. Hasta entonces, que disfrutes de una fantástica semana. Un abrazo. Buenas noches, Stevie.